It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, with Holyhead Port remaining closed until mid-January at the earliest, freight and people are being left stranded and they need alternative routes back to Ireland for Christmas. Sailings are moving to other ports, but there are still about 100,000 people waiting to see if they will be accommodated on these alternative routes. For the latest and advice for those needing routes home for Christmas, we're joined by Owen Corry, travel expert and, of course, editor of Air and Travel magazine. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Mura gut ar maidin.
Now, the problem, you're going bilingual on me, that's fine too.
It's just from your introduction there. I was very interested in your Irish language item. Yes.
Now, the problem is that we keep getting a date deferred and deferred and deferred for the reopening of Holyhead Port. What can you tell us? What is known about this, the real situation there?
The real situation is that they were over-optimistic when the incident happened. Most listeners would be very familiar with it now from the photographs. But just to explain, there are two berths side by side, one used by Irish Ferries, the other used by Stena Line. When the Jonathan Swift came in, it collided with one of the fingers to hold the ship in place. Then when the Ulysses pulled in a little later, the finger collapsed. Neither of the ships were damaged, which suggests it's a port infrastructure issue. A lot of complaints about that. The Stena side, it looks fine. It's all set to go. The two ferry companies have agreed to use it, but we haven't got it signed off, and it's a very difficult signing off process. There's a survey ship in the bay. There's a lot of diving going on, but it's going to take a courageous engineer to actually say this is 100% safe, because that's what they need to do.
So the repair has concluded.
The repair hasn't even started. What we're waiting for is clearance to see the side that wasn't damaged. Has the extent of the damage on the Irish Ferry side caused a safety risk on the Stena side? The repair will take a while, and it'll be a long time before we have the two ferries running. The key is we don't need that. We just need one side to open. Okay, everybody looks to other ports over the last week. They don't have the capacity. The major carrier on the Irish Sea is the Irish Ferries ship, the Ulysses. It's sort of the flagship of the entire. It carries about 380 cars. It's booked out for those sailings pre-Christmas. Not a big deal this week, but in the run-up to Christmas, the car space has become very important. It's currently running to France because the freight people are trying to go as direct as possible. But we have alternative ports, very obvious ones, Fishguard for Stena and Pembroke for Irish ferries travelling from Ross Lair. We have a Birkenhead option. Liverpool, they don't use anymore. It just takes too long to get into the port, people. But the ferry companies are talking to that. And it's Cairnryan to Stranraer. Now, what really skewed the issue, and it was in your intro from, I think, Ger, is that the port didn't announce that they were closed over Christmas immediately, while everybody effectively knew that this could not be signed off in time. They continued to send the message that it would be open for Christmas until 2 days ago. What I noticed, and what the ferry companies and airlines indeed are telling me, is that the vast number of those bookings, and we've got about 33,000 cars, about 100,000 between the coach, and coach is important as well, Eurolines, people like that, and then the foot passengers, They were told, they weren't actually told that their booking was cancelled. They were given options to move, but a lot of them didn't. So we have a big rush of people trying to rebook now. They're given free rebooking or arrogant and you get your money back. It's the same, you're under contract to the ferry company, so they have to fulfill that contract. What they're doing is offering alternative routes or your money back. People haven't really been taking that. And the big issue now is, have we the capacity to take the transfer passage from the second busiest port in Britain to ports which really don't handle traffic on that scale or passengers on that scale? And that is, we really need somewhere at this stage, with a few days to go to Saturday weekend, we really need somewhere to park the Ulysses to get the biggest ship moving across the Irish Sea.
Now, the Ulysses, you say, is going to France at the moment, there and back, to avoid the land bridge and get presumably roll on, roll off traffic directly to their markets on continental Europe.
Absolutely. Is there a possibility? It's very good for freight. Yeah, it's a terrific ship for freight. Yeah.
And is that going to solve the freight problem?
No. The freight problem is a completely different animal, because we have a stockpile of freight. There's another problem with freight. The unaccompanied containers, which is about 60% of what goes through Holyhead, and Holyhead is 60% of all the freight going up between the islands. There is no other port can take that.
Okay, and presumably those containers of non-perishable items like Christmas gifts and so on are literally stacked up there in Holyhead waiting for a ship.
Stacked in Holyhead, other great difficulties on the freight side, where the drivers, we were short of drivers anyway. Drivers really are running away from this. They don't want to be caught and they were in the wrong country at Christmas. And individual haulage firms are losing up to 100,000 a week at the moment. There are loads of issues. You know, you get a wide load container. It's date specific. It's very specific. It costs €10,000. One haulier in Ireland has been stuck with a certificate to use a ferry sailing. He can't. The 10,000 is lost. The whole application process has to be gone through again. Freight has a whole array of problems. And it's, you know, in a way, the Christmas parcels and on post was the immediate crisis. I think that was the first one that got widespread coverage. But a lot of the goods deliveries for Christmas have already been done. But you've got to remember how much freight is traveling between the islands. And when this runs into January, which it will, and we won't have full capacity till April. But the question is, will we get the second berth signed off until April? And some people are saying we won't. The scale of the problem is, for Christmas and for the passengers is enormous. It will be overtaken by a bigger problem on the freight side once we run into January.
Now, for the pure passenger, we were talking to Michael O'Leary of Ryanair yesterday about his ability to add extra flights. He said, too late. You know, we had the passenger cap, so we deployed our aircraft elsewhere. They're all busy. We cannot add extra capacity on the Britain to Dublin airport route. They have added some capacity to Belfast or whatever. But the point is, there's no way for some people to get home unless they get a ferry.
Yeah, the passenger cap is a complicating factor. Just look at the maths here. The very simple figures, 100,000 fewer seats over Christmas. That's not just to Britain, that's to all routes out of Dublin Airport, plus the 150,000 passengers who are now going to seek alternative ferries. Some of them will get on the alternative ferries. The Belfast option is there. Michael O'Leary is absolutely right. The whole application process and getting your landing slots and all of that, it is too late to do it for next week. But there is an emergency. If there was an emergency lever pulled by somebody, he does have 500 aircraft. He has generally four aircraft sitting on the ground for normal cancellation process. So we do have the capacity to bring some extra air to cope with the problem, but it does mean somebody at political level and administration and regulatory level giving the go ahead for that.
And obviously we're in the interregnum as we attempt to form a government. The existing ministers keep doing their jobs until such time as they are replaced by people sworn in by the president. But you get that sense of inertia at the moment, don't you?
Eamon Ryan is still the Minister for Transport now.
He's not a TD, as it happens as well. So
the process of forming, James Aulis has been doing great work, and there is some hope that he may be given a senior position in the cabinet, possibly in transport. But we do need the momentum that isn't there at the moment. Pat, and while you know you can say, oh, we blame the politicians, what will it shout at the politicians, there are things the politicians can do. Generally, the haulage industry will be looking for support for those huge losses, but it comes back to a privately owned port in Wales that where a lot of our eggs were put in the same basket, and probably since the HSS stopped 25 years ago, there doesn't seem to be the same attention paid to it. So we do have a major port infrastructure issue, not of ships, not a damaged ship, not the things we're used to, not storms on the sea. And it is going to take a little bit, while politicians have some say in it, it's actually have to come right back to what we do to help Stena and Holyhead Port get that very important berth in which so much of the Irish economy depends.
Finally, and briefly, Owen, the question of liability for all of this. I mean, the ferry companies have to compensate people in the same way under EU rules for delays and cancellations and so on. But the ultimate liability, does it lie with Irish ferries for crashing into the port?
We'll leave that to the learned gentlemen. I'm sure there'll be lots of briefs flying, and they will be paid a lot more than you and I, Pat, to work out that issue. But I would say that it will likely come back to the port because the ships are not damaged. The liability issue, and you're absolutely right, there is the equivalent of an EU 261 for ferry passengers, and Irish ferries were famously asked to pay compensation when they had a late delivery of a ferry a couple of years ago. They were very grumpy and cranky about that, saying it was a shipyard fault, but they ended up stumping up the bill. The defence in all cases with the air aviation, when there's an infrastructure or a port on the ground, is that it's extraordinary circumstances. The ferry company didn't actually cause the cancellation. That probably will mean that they won't pay compensation, but it does mean you still have to refund. Sometimes people get confused about that. They're still under contract to get you to where you're supposed to go, and they will refund your fare. When it comes to further things, like people are on the social media saying, what about the extra expense I have to go to? All of that could play out later. You are entitled to a refund if you aren't able to get the ferry. You've got individual problems with all of those ports. There are things that can be done. Birkenhead doesn't have immigration for foot passengers at the moment. There are things that can be done to alleviate the problem, but it is a large problem to be alleviated, and we need somewhere to bring the Ulysses with all those 380 cars a-sailing.
All right, Owen Corry, travel expert, Air and Travel Magazine editor, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.